بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the chapter Babu Qiyam al-Layl, chapter on Tahajjud Salah, performing Qiyam al-Layl, standing up at night and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One hadith we did yesterday, the hadith of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, that he had seen a dream and he had related this dream to his sister. His sister was Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu anha, who was married to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she in turn related the dream to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this dream and he mentioned these words, Ni'mar rajul Abdullah, that what a good person Abdullah is. Lo kana yusalli min al-layli, only he would stand up for tahajjud salah. Such a nice way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put it across. Such a nice way he sent a message indirectly, that he's such a nice person, he's such a good person. If only he would stand up for tahajjud salah, it means it would increase his beauty. His beauty would increase by him performing the tahajjud salah. And the day after, we comes in this in the narration that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, the day after he hardly slept at night. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just said it one time, and that was sufficient for him to change his lifestyle, was sufficient for him to change his sleeping patterns. Why? Because this was what pleases Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So because it pleases Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it pleases me. Therefore we mention under the thing of afiyat, that one of the qualities, one of the things that a person has when he has afiyat, he got ikhlas fil amal, he's got sincerity of action. Sincerity of action means he's doing everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this person is at complete ease as far as his mind is concerned. He's not trying to impress this person, he's not trying to impress that person, he's not trying to make this one happy and that one happy. He's only trying to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. So when he's trying to do that, he's got peace of mind, he's got ease of mind. So here, this was the love that the Sahaba had for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, if only I can perform tahajjud salah, that was enough for me. And now he hardly slept at night, he would stand up in tahajjud salah. And Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Abdullah, la takun mithla fulanin. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, O Abdullah, don't be like such and such a person. كَانَ يَقُومُ اللَّيْلَ فَتَرَكَ قِيَامَ اللَّيْلِ, that this person would stand up for tahajjud, he would stand up at night and then he left it, he abandoned it. Don't do it, don't do like that. In other words, when you start a good action, continue with it, bring this istiqamat in your life. Istiqamat is something that is very important. Don't start a good action and then just leave it. Continue with the good action and keep it going. In fact, you should slowly try and increase, but don't ever leave it and decrease. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu qala, dhukira inda an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rajulun nama laylatan hatta asbaha. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he mentions that it was mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or it was mentioned in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about a person who had slept right till the morning, right up till the time of Fajr, this person had slept. Qala dhaka rajulun bala shaytanu fi udhunay. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Shaitan urinated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that Shaitan urinated in his ears, or he said in his ear. وَقَالَ فِي أُذُنِهِ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Ulama give few explanations to this hadith. Some ulama say that this is not restricted to Fajr Salah. Even the person missing Tahajjud Salah, Shaitan urinates in his ear. Other ulama say, no, this is for Fajr Salah. However, there's two explanations. Some say it is for Tahajjud Salah, some say it is for Fajr Salah. But for sure, the person that has missed both, the shaitan has urinated in his ear. One is literal translation, or literal meaning is that shaitan urinates in his ear. Allama Sha'rani, Rahmatullah alayhi, he mentions that I physically saw from amongst the Sufis a person that was sleeping until Fajr. When he stood up, urine was flowing from his ears. I physically seen this. Allama Sha'rani, Rahmatullah alayhi, says that urine was flowing from his ears. Why? This person was this who had denied this phenomenon. He had denied, it can't be such a thing as shaitan is urinating in your ears. He had denied it, and Allah Pak had made it such that it was seen by those people around that this urine was actually dripping from his ears. Second explanation, ulama give what is meant. So one is the actual urine that shaitan urinates in a person's ear. And the next explanation, ulama gives, that this is an expression to show that shaitan blocks the person off. He blocks his ear. This is an expression to show he blocks his ear and he causes him to continue sleeping, so he will not awaken for salah. The next third explanation ulama gives, that shaitan has overpowered him. So now shaitan has overpowered his, though shaitan has urinated in his ear. What explanation ulama give is that shaitan regards such a person to be lonely. Shaitan has even disregard for this person. He's not waking up for tahajjud, he's not even waking up for fajr salah. So much of disregard shaitan has for a person that he urinates. So since this person urinates on that which a person knows normally when he wants to urinate, then in those days they didn't have toilets, so they will go and then look for a spot to urinate. And only those things or those places where they didn't have much regard for, that is a spot they'll choose to urinate. So here Chaitan didn't have much regard for this person, so therefore he chose to urinate on this person. This is the why the expression is used, one explanation. The next explanation is Chaitan has destroyed such a person. It has destroyed him that he has caused him to oversleep at the time of tahajjud, in the time of fajr salah. So the hadith that we'll do today and we'll terminate. This hadith shows us that magic that shaitan tries to do, the mantar that shaitan tries to do to try and keep a person sleeping. Because shaitan is intelligent, very intelligent person. He knows the value of a person standing up and waking up for tahajjud and standing in the hours of darkness and praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he does a special magic, a special trick to try and keep the person to sleep. This hadith explains to us the trick of shaitan and also shows us the solution against the trick of shaitan. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, Ya'qidu shaitan ala qafiyati ra'si ahadikum idha huwa nama thalatha uqdin. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that shaitan ties three knots upon the nape of every person whilst he is sleeping. Three knots. يَضْرِبُ عَلَى كُلِّ عُقْدَةٍ عَلَيْكَ لَيْلٌ طَوِيلٌ فَرْقُدْ. Every time he ties a knot. Now ulama explained that one, it could be an actual knot that shaitan is tying, or it could be that shaitan is making this person lazy as he is sleeping, or it could be that shaitan is gaining control, or it could be similar to the knots that when a person does black magic, as described in Surah Falaq, about the knots that a person ties when he is doing black magic. It's almost as though shaitan is doing sihr on a person when he's sleeping. But shaitan is trying his best to keep him to sleep. You don't want this person must wake up. So he ties three knots on this person's nape. So now this is shaitan's plan. He's tying those three knots on his nape. And then when this person is sleeping, he's telling, as he ties those knots, he's telling this person, عَلَيْكَ لَيْلٌ طَوِيلٌ, that the night is long, the night is very long in front of you. فَرْقُدْ, so sleep, enjoy your sleep. فَإِنِ اسْتَيْقَظَ, when this person wakes up, فَذَكَرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِنْ حَلَّتْ عُقْدَةُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining, now what is the method against this sihr of shaitan, from this action, this mantra of shaitan, what is the way out? When a person wakes up, when his eyes wake up, the first thing he should do is, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should try and read this dua, Alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. We should read an ayat of Quran. But anything, any zikr that he can remember at that time, he should make. What will happen? In hallat uqdatun, one knot opens up. فَإِذَا تَوَضَّعَ, when a person makes wuzu, in hallat uqdatun, the second knot opens up now when he makes wuzu. فَإِن صَلَّى, in hallat uqdatun kulluha, when a person reads salah, then now all three knots open up. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَأَصْبَحَ نَشِيطًا طَيِّبًا nafs. This person now wakes up energetic and cheerful. وَإِلَّا أَصْبَحَ خَبِيثًا نَفْسِ كَسْلًا. Oh, if he doesn't wake up and he continues to sleep, he doesn't do this, he doesn't take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he doesn't make wuzu, he doesn't read salah, he doesn't wake up at all, then what happens to this person? This person wakes up in a bad mood and now he wakes up lazy. Why? Because he didn't untie these knots of shaitan. So this such a beautiful hadith. It is showing us that shaitan tries his tricks for a person, and when he is trying his tricks, then if this person does an action to ward off the tricks of shaitan, he starts waking up energetic and he starts waking up happy. And then this Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri Rahmatullahi explained something very nice. He said that when a person goes to sleep, or not only sleep, but when a person makes niyat to do anything good, at that first instance now when he makes niyat to do good, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. And then he gives the example, a person makes niyat that I want to start waking up for tahajjud. So for example, 3 o'clock, he sets his alarm. So at 3 o'clock, his eyes will open. And at that time now, will be a visitor. That visitor is known as a nazuk, a very sensitive visitor. That visitor is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That visitor will tell this person to wake up. And shaitan will come at the same time, tell that person 2 minutes more, 5 minutes more, sleep a little bit longer. So if this person obeys that visitor, he listens to that visitor that comes and tells him to wake up, and he wakes up same time, then that visitor will come again the next day. And the next day when he comes, he'll give him a little bit more powerful message that wake up. And now this person respects that visitor will keep coming. But if this person, he ignores that visitor that came to wake him up, to help him upon the niyat that he made to wake up, and he ignores that visitor, the next day again he'll try to wake up. He won't be able to wake up because why? His visitor now leaves him. His visitor realized that I'm not being entertained by him, so why should I come and wake him up again? So the trick is when a person intends to do anything good, and that thought comes in his mind to do that good action, not only for tahajjud, whether it's for charity, whether it's for sadaqah, whether it's for nafil namaz, he wants to start something good, the thought will come in his mind that let me do it. At that time he should entertain and look after that thought that is coming to him, because that thought that is coming to him is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he looks after it, it will continue coming back to him, continue visiting him, and it will start encouraging him every time in a stronger manner, in a better manner that will encourage him. But shaitan will tell this person, now from this hadith we learn, sleep a little bit longer. That little bit longer is the danger part. That little bit longer is the danger part, because what will happen is the person will go to sleep thinking that I'm just going to sleep for another 5 minutes or 10 minutes. And the next thing that he knows is not only his tahajjud namaz is gone, his fajr namaz is also gone. And this hadith is saying that when a person does this and he wakes up in a bad mood, he wakes up lazy. Sometimes you don't know why you're feeling so lazy in the morning. If you didn't do what you're supposed to do, take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make that wuzu and then read salah. Therefore, our akabir, what they would do, is they would generally encourage that we read the first 2 rakats. Even if you're reading tahajjud salah, for example, read the first 2 rakats short, because the, when you read the 2 rakats, at that time the 3rd knot of shaitan opens. So if you keep it short, quicker, the quicker way you're opening the knots of shaitan, one is by taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one is by wuzu, and one is by your salah. So try and keep the first 2 rakats short, and then thereafter the other rakats a person can read long, because now the knots of shaitan is open. And if a person will realize and he'll concentrate, he can actually feel what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking. Now he's feeling energetic, he's feeling happy. Why? Because he woke up. So it's just that initial effort a person needs to make. After that it becomes very easy. Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.